The Pine Ridge Reservation is the eighth largest in the United States, and its close to 30,000 residents are spread out over nearly 9,000 square kilometers of hilly, rocky land. Some people here are involved in ranching, but this is one of the poorest places in the United States, with unemployment at around 70% and an average annual family income of just $3,800. For the Lakota people who live here and in the nearby Black Hills and Rapid City, Keeley Radio is a beacon of hope as well as a way of keeping in touch with the community at large.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody out there. Hope you guys are enjoying your day and everything is good for you. Because everything is good up here on Keeley Radio, 90.1 on the FM dial.
Keeley roughly translates to cool or awesome in English. The station provides news about activities and events on the reservation, as well as music ranging from country to hip-hop, with lots of native traditional singing as well. Local college professors and students come in every week to discuss Lakota myths and stories. The station also does live broadcasts of tribal council meetings. Melanie Janice is one of Keeley Radio's popular on-air personalities who volunteers her time.
We're such a large reservation that we actually can warn people of tornadoes or just little things going on. Maybe somebody's having a rummage sale. And, you know, for me, it's just a way of giving back.
One of the longest-serving members of the Keeley Radio staff is business manager and development director Tom Casey.
The station has a way to connect people, keep people connected, both on information-wise, issue-wise, culture-wise, things that are happening in the community, things that are going on. It just connects people.
Part of each day's broadcast is done in the Lakota language, which is still widely spoken by older people and is being taught to school children. The language was in danger of dying because of government efforts to force American Indians to speak English in decades past. Tom Casey says using Lakota on the station sends a powerful cultural message.
When the radio station first went on the air, February 25th, 1983. The first DJ on the air spoke in both Lakota and in English. And that was really powerful.
That power is not lost on younger volunteer broadcasters like Melanie Janice's 25-year-old son, Derek. He's trying to learn more Lakota.
You hardly see young guys my age, you know, talking fluently to. Everybody got their, you know, slang words, you know, they put words in with the English like that, you know, so it's getting kind of broke up, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to learn myself.
Keeley Radio is supported by donations as well as grants from charitable groups and can be heard round the world on the internet at www.keeleyradio.org. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Porcupine, South Dakota.